bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the call to Ian, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
In other news, he told me last night he's communicating with someone.
He's not talking to anybody.
Don't be so sure. He's got all these details.
How's everybody doing tonight? Woo! Cool. I'm not doing too good, man. I'm kind of a little pissed off, man. I hurt my shoulder. I woke up this morning with a little pain. I was like, fuck. I laid in bed for a minute. I was like, is this worthy to call off work? I got 2 sick days left. No, it's not. I got to go into work. But I'm a little cheap, so when I say I'm cheap, I don't have insurance, and it's really been hurting. So I was like, what am I gonna do? Go to the emergency room, and it's like 3 hours for $10,000. Or I can go to Jewel Osco. They got the little chiropractors in there. Yup. I got high, and I went to Jewel Osco. Super bait. I was like, yo, check it. All right, so this is what's going on. My shoulder right over here is all fucked up. I need you to do something. At first, it was a guy, so I was like, you know what? No gay shit. I need that girl. Bring her back over here. She was on break, so I had to wait. I went in the meat department, had some free samples. Then I went right back over there. It's 10 minutes. So when I went back over there, the lady was like, all right. And you know, chiropractor, they always try to sell you. They're like $20 and it's x-rays and all of this. I was like, all right, I don't want to hear about the price. What can you do for me? She was like, all right, turn this way and bend this right here in your head and tilt it. And I was like, what is going on right now? Like, she was like, your neck is all fucked up. So it's gonna be 100. I'm like, oh wait, I came here for my shoulder. So I got an appointment with her tomorrow. Hopefully things change. So I've been trying to become more holy, you know, cause ladies like men who are like Jesus. So I became more like Jesus. I'm not joking. I became broke. Didn't have no goddamn job. I rode with like 12 homies, my bros, my motherfucking bros, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we were hooligans, causing trouble and shit. I kept the bus down around me, a little, you know what I'm saying? Got a little shit right there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we were doing hooligan shit. Like turning water into wine, not really, we were just smoking a lot of weed. Just to let you know, it didn't work out. People don't like people who try to be like Jesus, so I'm thinking about joining a different religion. It's worth a try. I got an STD the other day. Really? That's how you guys feel? That was a fucked up. Don't act like you never got an STD before. This whole table right here looks like they got a couple STDs. Come on, man. Don't bullshit me right now. Nobody's really got save the date invitation to weddings. I got two I gotta go to next week. Yeah, huh? Fucking perverts. Right there, man. The bros. My motherfucking bros. Alright, I wanna try this joke and I'll get out of here on this. This is some true shit, man.
Take this pen away.
You know, there has been more Tupac sightings since that new Tupac movie came out. Have you guys seen that? Like, sightings everywhere. Like, for real, man. Side note, they said Tupac had a hoverboard and an iPhone in that movie. Is that true? Nobody saw the movie? Just this black man? It's okay. I'm gonna work with it. But honestly, there has been more Tupac sightings than there has been Bigfoot. And the Bigfoot committee is pissed the fuck up. It's like a serious beef going on. They're like, wait, you're telling me, goddamn it! We got Bigfoot, we got the Yeti, we got the bottom of the snowman, and we got like 10 more, and we got, what's the one, Josh Juju Binks, I don't know, from Star Wars? They're real pissed, right? You know what I'm saying? They're like, wait, you're telling me a man who's always naked, got a nose ring, and wear a bandana, and have a strong hatred towards cops? There's been more Tupac sightings than Bigfoot. And guys, this is what crazy. Bigfoot has been dead for over 4,000 years. There's been 313 sightings a year. Tupac's been dead for 21 years. There's been 6,217 sightings. With a man with no shirt on, with a nose ring, with a bandana, and he's black, strong hatred towards cops. I'm just saying. I love y'all, man. That's my time.
Friends, I have good news for you today. It's not about what you do. It's not about your deeds. You can live up to God's rules. He knows that you can. It's okay, we're imperfect.
Make way, sir.
Make way! The new Pantaloupe!
Find out my mental based on instrumental records, hey, so I can write monumental methods. I'm not the king, but niggas is decap. I sick of all the cream. Check it, just how it's deep. The shit dead. Deep on the noses, my brothers is madness. Except that you cross color, clothes are crossed over. Now you're totally crossed out. Crisscross. Who the boss? Niggas get tossed to the side.
Draw with my hands on the floor. Love it or no, monkey rides galore. Shake it. to the stage is hilarious, dude. Please make a lot of noise for Ian Ellis.
I said, clap it up, not talk amongst yourselves. Are you guys all millennials?
Yep.
Yeah, this whole three tables of fucking... looks like the cast of a high school musical. Tonight is not what you signed up for, is it? Yep. You're like, we're going to see comedy! Yay! Coming up first, he's 96 years old. Please give it up for Methuselah. Followed by he's gay but not gay and looks like a school shooter. I like cock, I'm not a faggot. Cameron Esposito is great. You guys were relieved when you saw a black guy here, right? Like, I don't know him, but most black dudes are pretty cool, so let's go with him. I look like a giant toddler. Just a homeless person with a microphone. It's gonna get weird. My buddy Luke died last night. I'm sorry, guys. If we live in a finite universe and all your friends are gonna die. Drink up! Alright, your week is going. When people die, I always think, like, who are you when you show up? Do you know what that means? Like, when you talk to people. Like, when you're dealing with customers, or customers are dealing with you, or you have friends or people that care about you. Who are you when you show up? Are you the person that's put upon? Are you the person that just can't take it anymore? Or are you a little bit of grace? I'm a giant pervert. The other day, this little boy was pooping in the bathroom. And took my whole dick out. I don't know how much of your dick you take out. Oh, it's just the head, the wiener. The wiener and the biscuits. These are questions that women want answers to. Do you pull your underwear down or you just pull it out of the hole? They're baffled. No idea what you do with your penis. I take my whole dick out. Get all my balls out of my penis. Underwear like I'm throwing dice. Lop it on the table. Time to pee! Look at my big old balls. This little kid was pooping. Awkward time for me to have my dick out. Looking like I do. And she laughed, like, you do look like the uncle that touched me. I'm reporting you right now. Listen, bitch. So, this little boy's pooping, his dad was there. And his dad was like, hey, buddy, you almost done? And the little boy said, no. And he said, well, like, when do you think you'll be finished? And he said, tomorrow? That's the next increment of time that kid knew. Like, now, later, and tomorrow. And he's like, this is going to take longer than later. Dropping off dumps. My dump truck is fully loaded. And Dan was so cute. He said, well, I guess we'll have to email your mom. And I was like, this is a good time for me to put my dick away. Hey guys, my name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
Get in with chicken, get in with steak. This is full of the beer, with everybody in the stand. He wants to, I'm coming, this is full of the beer, with everybody in the stand. He wants to, I'm coming, this is full of the beer, with everybody in the stand. He wants to, I'm coming, this is full of the beer, with everybody in the stand. He wants to, I'm coming, this is full of the beer, with everybody in the stand. He wants to, I'm coming, this is full of the beer, with everybody in the stand. He wants to, I'm coming, this is full of the beer, with everybody in the stand. He wants to, I'm coming, this is full of the beer, with everybody in the stand. He wants to, I'm coming, this is full of the beer, with everybody in the stand. He wants to, I'm coming, this is full of the beer, with everybody in the stand. He wants to, I'm coming, this is full of the beer, with everybody in the stand. He wants to, I'm coming, this is full of the beer, with everybody in the stand. He wants to, I'm coming, this is full of the beer, with everybody in the stand. He wants to, I'm coming,
loyalty.
Mad shit, loyalty, loyalty, loyalty is royalty. So, this is Locomotive.
Yeah.
We got their CD playing. They come hang out with us at Basecamp. They're going to be at the next one.
Hey, Future Moves, I got an album coming out with them. And it's going to be some dope ass shit.
Second Sunday in August. Come hang out with us.
Blocker. Hell yeah.
So, my last episode of my podcast, I had a special guest.
Oh, yeah.
I had Mr. Ned Kennedy, the CEO of Laughable.
One more time. What's his name? Ned Kennedy?
Ned,
CEO.
Ned Kenny?
Ned Kenny? Okay.
Like,
Kenny?
Like Tim Kenny? Okay. SpongeBob?
Oh, I was thinking about Kennedy, like one who got shot.
I think it's more like Krabby Patty.
Yeah.
And who am I joined by today?
Oh, man, this is your boy, the flyest of them all. I don't stress him. I just finesse him. Leroy Hits. Yeah, I'm in the building. What's up, ladies? My homies, what's up?
And I'm Ian Ellis, Cobra Commander in Chief.
You already know, man. It don't get no better than this.
And we just making weird-ass art shit for no reason.
You don't know.
Dude, I feel like I'm just trying to get it together. I don't know how you feel.
What you mean? Because the baby?
No, I'm just talking about life. Like we've been living like we've been living as a species for 10,000 years. Uh-huh. And we've been on this planet for like 300,000 years. And you'd think there's some shit we'd figure out. But I'm still figuring shit out. And I'm like, I gotta tell everybody. We should all have this shit figured out, right? We should all be on the same page, right? Like, this is bad, this is good.
We should.
But for some reason, it's a struggle.
I think it's people, because people don't want to trust people like that. They still got their doubts and their fears and their worries, you know? I'm not listening to that motherfucker. What he know? What he know?
You were talking about people thought I was shooting subliminals.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about you.
Really?
That's about other shit.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, everybody's welcome. Just don't be a dick.
Yeah. And just be real. Address who you're talking about, man. We're the real clique over here, man. We know what's going on.
I'm not even talking that much shit. Just come hang out.
Well, if I'm around, you
hang
know,
out and have fun, goddammit.
I keep my black eyes on everybody.
Hey, story OJ.
Yeah, without the glove.
I love what you were saying about people getting hate privileges. I was like, where's the Letterman jacket?
Hey, that's too funny. Letterman jacket, you need a baseball cap, some socks.
So, my last guest, I had Ned Kenny, CEO of Laughable. Now, as a good interviewer, it's my job to listen, first and foremost. And then...
Hey, by the way, that was... Hey, whoa. Paperclip.
Oh, shit. I was trying to figure out how we hit this.
I know. By the way, that was a good interview.
We just talking about vaping.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about that. We over here in the kitchen cooking.
I never used a vape machine like this. It looks like a paperclip.
Vape.
The device is getting so small.
Hey, there's a camera on that bitch.
This is a beautiful thing. All
right. Gotcha. But no, I want to say that was a good interview, man. I like your questionnaire. You know, you were...
Well, I've interviewed a lot of people, and, you know, that's how you get your chops.
Yeah. And he was the CEO, bro.
Which is a beautiful thing. Yeah. I listened to every interview he had done, and most of them were garbage. Not on his end, but the people listening, it was like they weren't really interested in him.
Okay.
Or, like, one dude was more interested in talking about himself, and another dude, it was like, he didn't... actually understand what the fuck they were talking about. I know what he's talking about. Like, I totally get what he's saying. And so, I feel like it's my job to tell my audience, like, alright, now let's recap and look back at what he said.
Okay. Dissect it a little bit.
Just to keep it 100, you know, it's not like I don't like Laughable, but there were some things he said where I'm like...
Questionable.
Maybe watch out for that, you know.
Yeah. No, I definitely felt the same way when I was listening to it. I was like... Dude is cool, but you know, you just know when there's a sudden off.
Like when he said, I kind of was asking about, like, what are you doing for new and rising comics? And he was like, well, nothing really.
You dead serious.
Which is the main interest of, I assume, whoever's listening to my show is, like, you're an up-and-coming comic or you support up-and-coming comics. So you want to know, like, how do I get people on? How do I get people attached to certain audiences? And he was like, well, it's easier to share, and it's not easier to share. You're sharing a link to an app that most people don't have. So he's backpedaling a little bit, but I think that's something they're working on. I got high hopes for the future. I'm an optimist.
Well, you know what? Larry, devil's advocate, I don't think he does, because It's like, you should already, we're giving you all the other tools, and all you got to do is just put it on there.
Like, they got new feature comics they introduce you to. I hate to put it so crudely, but it's like they're dick riding to success.
Yeah.
And it's the people they put on, whereas, like, you could very easily put up an algorithm of, like, let's just post one new show every day, and we'll just go through a rotation.
Yeah.
And as long as there's new shows, it'll be a new, like, hey, here's something new.
Feature
to
of the
out.
Day.
But they don't
Hot
have,
Tuesday.
But there I is agree. Only two of them. There's only two of them.
Well, now, you know what? Okay. That says a lot.
They said they're a technology company in the business of comedy. And their scheme to make money is through tickets. And you gotta sell...
They didn't say scheme, but yeah.
I don't wanna call it a scheme, but it's like, you gotta sell a lot of... they said they need millions of dollars scheme. To operate.
Yeah.
And to get millions of dollars from ticket sales, when you're getting a percentage of a ticket sale, is that takes a lot of sales, which means they need more forward thinking in terms of ways to make money. Which I think a lot of that will come from supporting comedy. Like, the more you invest in comedy, the more comedy will invest in you. But I'm not sure. You know, I'm not a CEO.
But, you know, they are trying to invest in comedy. Like, the people who already got your shit up, like, just, you know, we're giving you an outlet.
Now, there was some shit we just got to say was a little bit sus.
Oh, yeah, all day.
A little suspect.
The you
know,
dick.
And he was like, you know, when I got out of college, I just went into financing. Because when you're in Dartmouth, that's just what you do, right?
No.
It was like, that wasn't an option presented to me. I didn't just go into financing. That was
where we get money like that? You
know, I was waiting tables and
that Mark said you can go anywhere when you go into finance.
I was looking for a good warehouse. Bro.
Right. I was in a warehouse. I was flipping burgers, man. I was hustling.
Fucking jobs I was applying for, I didn't give a fuck about my education. But that's just I'm super.
Or my Wilco.
I'm the low end of the middle class. I'm lower middle class.
I don't give a fuck where I'm at on the chopo. I wasn't getting offered that shit.
That is kind of that shit when they say, like, you know, white people.
yeah, straight.
But it's like, that's like upper middle class mentality. I wouldn't even put it to race. I just say upper middle class mentality. So, final synopsis. I like what they're doing. Anything that's good for comedy is good for anybody who's in the business of comedy.
Touche.
I think this is my exit right here.
Trail bus.
Could be totally wrong. We're just on an adventure right now.
Yeah. I don't know if it's trail bus, though.
We're on our way back from Riddle's Comedy Club. You want your set on there?
Oh, man, you could. I don't know. I think it was worth it. What do you think?
So, you just heard me and Leroy? I thought it was a beautiful audience. The table was very...
Yeah.
There was like... Oh, I want to say like 26 people there, all for one person, like some new comic that just brought all the friends he has, and they all showed up. It was a beautiful thing. I'm good on that. You know, what was another thing was like, so I got an interview. For me, it's like a bigger interview. I got promoted, and so you know, this regular promotion you do where you just tag out normal shit, and like I tag people that are working with Laughable, like Bert Kreischer and Ari Shaffir and Shane Moss, and I was like, hey, here's an interview with the CEO. Now, I understand people not listening. You know, I barely have any free time, and these dudes are like, they're working comics. I'm sure they don't have time to listen to some buster with terrible audio quality.
Hey, man, give yourself more confidence, man. This is the bomb-ass show. This is the best.
But you think, like, oh, you see, oh, it's promoting Laughable. The
Say
thing
some shit about
I'm
it.
In business with, I should, like it or retweet it, and none of them did that. None of them was in there. No, I'm not saying I'm saying. And then I also had some sus tweets of my own. I'm just keeping 100. You know, where I'm at, what you gotta do is get people's attention. And people, they only pay attention to scandal.
Yeah, they do.
People are terrible.
I don't have no life looking ass, boy.
So when you're trying to get noticed, when you're trying to steal a few points off somebody's audience, you know, you gotta just go ahead and say some crazy ass shit.
Yup,
so,
about them.
I was like, who got a bigger podcast than Joe Rogan or Bill Burr? Because they're the top two podcasts. And so I'm like, hey, anybody?
No, you gave a third option. You said where he didn't even touch on. Who was it? You gave three options, bro.
Nah, I just gave the two.
No, then he was like, damn, what's his name will come in third? Who was your other?
Oh, Corolla's.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, that blows me.
I was saying the same thing. I was like, but Corolla kicked it all off. Like
he's supposed to be getting the biggest money, and, like, he took the steps to sanitize his network to get that money. But Bill Burr is ahead of you?
What, just...
Joe, like, I get Joe Rogan. He's on. He's Fear Factor, he's UFC, he's stand-up comedy, like, he has a lot of audience.
Yeah.
He has a lot of audiences.
But Nick Cannon.
As opposed to, like, Bill Burr, he's just stand-up comedy, he's got his cartoon, which puts a lot of people off.
Yeah.
And his podcast is just him talking. Which is...
But the fan base is crazy.
Yeah.
They love listening to him.
Astronomical.
That's why I'm like, what?
I don't know if Corolla kind of shot himself in the foot, because when you listen to him, you want to hear him drop gems. And if you feel like I hate his live episodes, because they're not as personable and they're not as smart as his. I'm just going to tell you what I'm thinking right now, or I'm just going to talk to somebody one-on-one.
But you know what? You made a point where you were like, you're a little pissed off because it's too family-friendly. Like, you went to the PG-13 route. Hey, man, money will sometimes do that, bro.
I'm not mad at people for getting their money. You know, it is what it is. But it is, like, how much do you really mean? How much are you the outsider? You know what I'm saying?
Then you're looking at the craft of it more.
Well, I do have that, like, outlaw spirit, which maybe is unfair because it's a cop's job, or it's a cop's job. It's a comic's job to make people have a good time.
Yeah.
If they're not having a good time, you're not doing your job. So
exactly. Point blank period. Our job is to make them laugh. That's it. Thought-provoking, you know, make them laugh.
Do you feel true to yourself? And
you feel true to yourself, then ride it out.
I like what I do, and hopefully there's audience for it. Who the fuck knows?
You know what? That's the thing. We don't know, but we're creating a fan base, so I guess internally we do know. There's people that fuck with you. Look at your podcast. It's been going on, and you have how many downloads a month? Like, come on. It says a lot.
Man, ain't nothing to write home about. Especially compared to Bill Burr.
You know what? That's
Joey Rogan.
But when you have idols like MJ and shit, your numbers ain't going nowhere be close to MJ. But consistency, bro.
People that are paying attention. And I spit shit on levels that are...
On some deep
ass. You
gotta
know a bunch of extra shit to know what the fuck I'm talking about.
You gotta be all up on the game, but...
So when I was saying cartels, I was referring to Patrice O'Neal.
Cartels, right?
Patrice would say there's cartels in comedy. Mm. You know, there's like Judd Apatow cartel.
Okay.
There's the gay-friendly cartel. There's the Amy Schumer. Well, she's part of the Judd Apatow.
What does the cartel do?
There's the Nerdist Network cartel. There's the Joe Rogan cartel.
Okay.
And these are groups of people that look out for people that are within their group and raise up people throughout the ranks within that group.
Do you think that's true?
Here's the thing, is I found it to not be true, at least in my experience.
You debunkered it. All right. So
I went out to L.A. and I tried to join the Joe Rogan cartel.
Uh-huh.
And I said, the best way to get in is through Kill Tony. You know, that's the easiest door to walk into. So I walked in there, started killing it, started working with them. And what I found is they don't think of themselves as a cartel. They think of themselves as individually comics trying to make it. They don't have this mindset of, like, we're a group that's here to be the mafia of comedy. They're just a loose collection of dudes that are each individually trying to make it.
Mm-hmm. That's how it always is, though. But, you know, they still got a network of people there and still try to raise them up. Those are called the dick suckers, the ass kissers.
Here's some game I can kick to people. Like, if you have this fantasy that, like, you'll perform in front of some comic who's made it, and then you'll get to open for them and they'll lift you up. You gotta realize every comic you meet is worried about their own shit.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody looking for nobody.
Yeah.
People are worried about their own shit.
Yeah, you're right about that.
The pie to eat is so small that it's like, I wish I had enough to share. I wish I did. I truly do. But I'm barely eating.
You gotta be a lion. That's why the best part of being a lion is going out there for the hunt. For the kill, baby. We still got to feed that ego. We got to feed that appetite, man. You know? I don't care about eating, man. And if I can help other people eat, I'm going to toss the meat to there. It's not like a weak thing. It's just like, hey, there's some cool people out there. Just remember that. There's just some cool
people. There's a lot of cool people out there. Like, Tony Hinchcliffe, he owes me money. But he also put paper in my pocket. Man, there was a time when, like, I lost my job and I needed to make my rent, and he put paper in my pocket to pay that rent.
I earned it through work, bro. We appreciate that.
That's that's some real ass shit. Where that I'm is. Like, he looked out for me at a time when it counted. So, no matter how much I want to talk shit about him and Norm McDonald, you know, at the same time, that's family. Like, you looked out for me, fam. I got you. Yep.
And see, that's where he come from. There's no side thinking. No, what he said is how he really feels. So don't misconstrue that for anything else.
I do wish Tony was better, but. So here's my thing: is he was accused of being a joke thief because he had jokes that sounded like Norm McDonald, and I'm like, that's on everybody around him. Like when you're surrounded by comics, I was at his Netflix taping, and my homies that were sitting with me were like, "Yo, that's a Norm McDonald joke." And it's like, if you're going out, if you're opening for Rogan all the time, if you're fucking, if you're a regular at the Comedy Store and all across the LA comedy scene, your homies around you should have been self-aware enough to be like, hey man, probably don't do that. Like, for real, dude, that is one. Don't tell me you don't know who Norm McDonald is. Every one of you motherfuckers is a comedy nerd. Yeah. Somebody should have told him, but it's a bunch of snakes and thieves looking out for themselves.
Well, or you never know. The homies could have told him, but he that type, that ignorant type, like, no, I don't give a fuck. You get a laugh. They're like, bro, I don't think you should do it, but it's whatever. Like, that's on you, dog. That's not on us.
But Tony's a good dude. He's a way nicer. Even though he could be a dick, he's a way nicer than he has to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you get tired of people coming up to you all the time. He's in a position where people are constantly trying to use him. You know, like I said, like I was like, I want to get in the Joe Rogan call, so I focused on Kill Tony. So that's me, like, let's lock into this dude. And I found him to be a real dude, like a real, real good dude. So
they usually are.
I'll fight you.
We about that life. What?
You got a face like a dead dog, but man. I love you though.
Yeah, whatever Ian said, boy.
My dude, Great A, had a great. The other day, he had a line on the Eskimo Bros where he's like, you know what I learned from listening to these popular shows? You just talk a grip of shit about whoever you want, and they go, but really, I love them though.
Yeah, that's it.
I was like, you know, I don't know who the fuck he's talking about, but that's just hilarious.
But real shit, man, I love him though.
I love you though, Tony.
Alright, so
good dude. I can't wait to come out there. I'm gonna sign up again. Ian motherfucking Atlas.
Punch you in the goddamn fucking face.
No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna come out and just tell some jokes and be friendly. And I'll probably be high. You know?
Yeah. Friendly. Friendly, 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 man. Hey, I saw a billboard the other day where it was just funny to me because it read like, I forgot what airline, I think it was like United or some shit. It was like, fly nonstop to Rome. But then underneath it was like, come fly our friendly skies. Yeah. So in my mind it was like, if y'all don't want that motherfucker getting knocked out on the plane, dancing all up and down the aisle. Right. I was like, man, they are gunning at Delta right now. It was their mantra, come fly our friendly skies.
I wanted to get a joke off because I meant to do it on stage. I ran out of time.
Go ahead.
I was going to talk about how, like, my wife is always reminding me that I'm not allowed to cheat on her. As if I'm going to forget. Like, she's going to come home to her house and find me fucking some bitch.
Yes,
and I'll be like, oh, shit, I forgot.
Totally forgot.
I saw all these pictures, and I knew I was forgetting something.
I'm like, I know I'm supposed to be doing this.
This is never going to happen again. That's why I got a bracelet.
Yep. I totally forgot. I just put a sticky note up, like, don't do it.
You know what we were checking out before I left the house today?
Cribs.
No, Logan. Now, I had seen Logan before, but I went and bought it, you know.
Oh, man, you know what? Logan's man, that's one of the best movies, man. Wolverine? Hell yeah.
Here's a pro tip if you're a collector. Go to a family video.
Oh, yeah.
You get lots of movies super cheap.
Man, super cheap.
So the one I picked up, it was a regular copy and a noir copy, a black and white copy.
What?
So we were watching the black and white one. It was super dope. It was like Kill Bill, like Volume 2. Like,
yeah.
I was really loving that shit. But I was like, Wolverine got like a old wolf face. He got an old man wolf face and the body of a 12-year-old. Like,
yeah.
Like, he looks sick. But he looked like an old wolf face and the body of a kid in chemo. And I was like, are you sick?
Oh,
are you dying? What? They're supposed to be a killer.
All right.
But you look sick.
Well, you know what? I'm going to break it down for all my nerds out there.
I want to see him in his little nurse outfit with his little cheeks hanging out.
Oh, you're so stupid.
With his old wolf face.
That's the old
looking
ring.
Mean. Yeah. Even though he's all sick from the shoulders down.
What is it, bud?
Old wolf face puss.
Hit you over.
Pussy ass boy.
Be like, man, you have no more bark. You are an old man. But no, that's what the whole thing they were trying to make. He's getting older, bro. Like they were saying in one of the parallel and in universe, like Wolverine, he's an older man. He can't re-heal himself like as quick as he used to. He stopped caring a little bit.
Hey, you got to. That's what
his daughter came.
That's what that ego death is.
You know what it is?
We think it's the same thing. I don't know. That'd be an interesting conversation.
What?
Is enlightenment and ego death the same thing? Are we all seeing the same things? Are we on the same page?
Say it one more time.
Are we all seeing the same things? Are we on the same page? Who knows? Yo, did I ever tell you I had an idea for... I wanted to write my own Batman comic book. And it was going to be an origin story for the Joker.
Huh?
Right, everybody loves the Joker. And and kind of like you don't want an origin story. You kind of just want him to be this mysterious agent of chaos. It's kind of cool that you don't know.
Yeah, that's sure.
But my take on it was that he's not crazy, he's enlightened. And he doesn't mind killing people because he knows we're all eternal beings made out of light. Mm. Nobody really dies. So if somebody dies, he's just setting them free from this life. Mm. And then come back to another life where they can exist and be perfect. And the reason he sticks around is that he's tormenting Batman. Not tormenting him, he's helping him with his karma. He sees how much Batman is attached.
Yeah.
Batman is attached to power and justice and victimhood and all these identities, and like, he's just he's trying to help him let go.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing about pain is like, the first time you hit it, the first cut is the deepest. Thank you, Shania. But the more you're exposed, the less it hurts. Like, the first time your friend dies, it's very painful, but eventually you see so much death that it kind of takes the sting away. Like, I'm not... Yeah. My buddy Luke just died. I'm not worried about him. But I am sad for his family. I'm like, I want people to take care of his little daughter. That's what he would do. He's such a good person.
I don't even know Luke, but when you told me about
him... You met him. He was at the art show with us.
That's Luke.
Yeah. The dope-ass graffiti artist.
Oh, man.
He did artworks for all my most famous interviews with, like, Tony Woods, T.K. Kirkland, Lunell... He did the artwork for Dante Nero's album recording. Shout out to Beige Phillip.
Yeah.
He did artwork for my podcast. We're working on a comic book together.
I still got some of his artwork.
I got three of his paintings, and I'm going to give them to his family. I don't know if they might want to, like, auction it off.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to, like, cash in, but it's like, this might be the best chance, but at the same time, it's like, you might want to hold on to it, because this is something that he made.
Definitely hold on to it, because when it's time, when you're on that big old stage, you like, yo, this is going down to the family.
You know, when I was talking about on stage tonight, who are you when you show up? That came from, I was thinking about Luke. He was a dude that he always had such compassion. You could hear it in his voice. Or like, he was such a sweet dude that I was like, oh, you don't want to hurt anyone. Like, I hear love in your voice. Yeah. You poor sweet creature. This world is too cruel for you.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people out there like that too, man. Hey, well, you know, it's a lot, but a small number.
You strive to be like that, right? Yeah. It's nice to meet people that you can look up to.
He was like a little angel for this earth, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You wish he could have saw more, but that wasn't his karma. But goddamn, if he didn't make the difference where he was at.
That's what matters, man. Love you, Luke, man.
Big up.
R.I.P., big bro.
We're going to do whatever we got to do to help out Holly.
That's that loyalty, man.
Loyalty.
And it's about the kids, you know what I'm saying? Like,
the kids.
Come on, the kids need it. We don't, like Tupac always said, man, we're gonna turn our back on our kids, America, really? No matter what, no matter what color, no matter what creed, whatever, still our kids, bro.
You know what was fucking with me the other day is I was thinking about when you were like, I was like, where are the grown-ups? And you're like, E, we are the grown-ups.
Yeah, we are.
And I was like, God damn it.
We are.
It sounds like so much responsibility.
It is.
I don't want to be.
But
I just want to do it, man.
Yep. But you know what? With the whole thinking of that process is, like, we are the grown-ups, but we still don't want to lead yet. Our group is kind of reluctant a little bit to lead. They're afraid, bro.
Let me tell you something about grown-up action. From what I figured out, and I could be wrong, it seems like most efforts are futile.
Mm.
So, like, when you protest, at this point, you become co-opted. You become part of the strategy the corporations have, part of the strategy the news medias have, and they manipulate you for their own gain.
Right.
And it's like the only way to change things is to not participate. Don't consume. And I have this view of like technology will save us. I think we're about like 15 years away from the singularity or from like...
You said technology gonna save us?
Moving into a type 1 civilization. Well, now's the most dangerous time because it's like we're right on the fence. We're either gonna... Trump and North Korea gonna blow us up?
Yeah.
Or we're all gonna be computer infinity gods that go on.
Or it's gonna be
forever.
Like the Walking Dead out here. Government got some goddamn disease.
But as technology progresses, if you have the ability to have the entire internet in your brain, or if you have the ability to put your brain on a computer and live forever, you're gonna start seeing the world differently. And we're not gonna need education anymore. We're not gonna need jobs training anymore. We're not going to fall for bullshit anymore, and we will naturally change the laws and change the world to be better people. But that only happens if science and technology continues. So I'm like, I'm not worried about the pollution. The planet will be fine. It'll be fine. Like, 90% of life that's ever lived has been wiped out. There have been 5 epochs. I'm not worried about the planet. The planet's going to be fine.
Right.
But I am worried about us. Are we going to survive long enough to make it to a type 1 civilization? It's not about stopping the corporations or the supporting the this or the that. It's just making sure the technology progresses and then things will naturally take care of themselves. That's my point of view on it. People are like, where do I put my energy? Do I fight every goddamn shooting I see on TV? Do I raise a hair about every woman who's discriminated against? Is everything gay rights and black rights and fucking minutia?
I like that, bro. But just as, like, all right. My point
is... You gotta take the 100-year view.
I look at it like... I see where you're coming from. That's in a perfect world with technology if we keep on encouraging this. And technology is never gonna stop growing. That's
exponential growth.
Yeah, that's just proven from the beginning of time. But I would say...
You get a laughable app.
But I would say this, man, like...
You could follow me instead of comedians on TV.
True that. The only problem that's gonna fuck all that up is free will. The reason we got the internet right now, motherfuckers don't wanna look up and find out everything that's interesting going on in the world.
See, I'm taking this optimistic view that given free will, if you have all of the information, you're more inclined to make a moral decision.
No, you think you are, but people don't want that much
power. Maybe
the
exploitation just goes up exponentially, and we all just live in a living hell we create for ourselves.
The
suffering of the world comes from the mind, the Buddha.
Yeah. And you gotta look at this, like, depending on, like, what level that you're on spiritually.
Wait,
like, this is, like, purgatory. This is just, like, our true judgment. Like, we're here living it out, trying to explain. This is gonna determine where we might go. You know what I'm saying? You gotta take the good with the bad. But I'll tell you one thing,
take care of your immediate. Take care of your family.
Yeah.
Take care of your wife.
Yeah.
Those are the people that matter.
Yep. Family.
The rest of this is horseshit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck them. Fuck them with a bag of dicks.
It's like a war. It's a war on the subconscious.
Like, fame is such a... Like, who cares? I just want to have enough money. Like, Kurt Metzger is very dismissive where he's like... People just want to have a GoFundMe for their life, and I'm like, I think I fit into that. I don't even know if I'm a comic anymore. I just want people to support me thinking about these things.
Honestly,
pay for me to have some thoughts, because you probably don't have
them. See, I want people to come around and get this light and this gift that I'm trying to give out.
Get some smiles.
I know it's special, and I know it's going to touch you. It's like, whatever, because I'm going to stand behind some real shit. I'm a real motherfucker.
Amen. And from the Buddha, you can let go. Yep. Everything that is or was or could, you can let go. It's okay. You still exist.
And you know what? You're absolutely right. I'm just going to be the best at whatever I'm doing.
All you got to do is show up and be present.
You know what? Show up. Yeah. Consciously aware. Yeah. That's true. Well, you got to be prepared, too.
You got any last words you want to leave them on?
Man, we talked about so much, but spiritual enlightenment, or what was your question? Did you die?
I'm gonna make sure this episode is unlistenable. I'm putting some punk rock music in here. I'm just making art pieces.
Man,
I don't even care anymore. I'm not a comic. Here's something I'm hanging on a wall. Figure it out.
Man, it's creativity.
Smoke pounds of weed.
Yeah. But what were you saying about did the ego die, or how did you say it? That's my final thought.
Well, there's people that have, like, ego death, which can come from, like, ketamine or acid trips, like Ram Dass. But, like, Ram Dass was addicted to enlightenment, but he didn't get there.
Right.
He had a taste of it. And I'm not there. I had a taste of it. I got to view it. But I, you know what the golden chain is.
How do you know
is.
What, how have you viewed it?
I let go. I left my body. I was an internal being made out of light. I realized that all people live forever and that all of this is just a moment that passes by.
That's it, bro.
And you think about your childhood, like, how much does it matter to you now? How much does it affect your decisions? Now imagine that you're infinity.
Honestly, it does affect your decisions.
10,000 years from now, do you care about any of this?
10,000?
Do you care about doing anything other than good? Do you just look back and go, I wish I was sweeter. I wish I was a better boy.
No.
You gonna wish you were cruel? You gonna wish you'd held them down?
But on the flip side,
them and put them underwater.
But on the flip side, the character. That's the foundation. That is the foundation of Ian, of his internal being, is from that choke, that child form, and how we
character
the knowledge.
And love should be indifferent to all matters but growth. Mm. If you really care about someone, you make sure they're growing.
Exactly.
What are they growing toward? Letting go.
Man, exactly. Or why be around them? Why, if you're not trying to
hang
encourage
that jacket
them, bro,
up.
I like that, bro. I like that a lot. But I don't think it's death of the ego.
I wonder, because, you know, he followed around a guru, and Alan Watts. Alan Watts is the dude who's figured it out the most. And then second would be Ram Dass. And then
was that a Netflix special where they do follow around that guru?
There's all kinds.
Yeah, I've seen one of them.
Eckhart Tolle, I think he's full of horseshit. he's a creep. Netflix has the Hell on Earth or Hell Now about a cult guru. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people, the difference between a sociopath and someone who's enlightened is someone who's enlightened has let go of the hustle.
Yeah.
A sociopath still has shit they're trying to do. The enlightened, they're just here. I'm just rocking about.
Yeah.
I'm cool. I still exist.
Exactly.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do that I haven't done to myself?
True.
And so all I want to do is give love. I'm here. You know, I'm not hurting. I'm gonna do as much good as I can.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. I've always wanted to go, like, to, like, the highest place in China or wherever where the Buddhist monks are. I just want to meditate. And I want to see
the Bodhi tree.
I want to see their way of living, like... I'm always curious about spiritual enlightenment.
There are places that are charged up, man. The comedy store is charged up.
Yeah.
But you gotta smoke that weed and align your chakras. You gotta smooch on Erykah Badu. And a pretty mouth.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of them around. Boy, they be at your boy.
Just make you come around, go around, and write a rap about it. H-rap, rap around.
Yeah, I don't even rap, but I'll make a rap about it.
Go ahead, kick us with something and we'll close out on that.
Alright, we got the music. You know what? I'm gonna change the beat. We just gonna change the beat. Just hang in there, y'all. Alright.
Weekend is good, just a light.
Woo! Alright, yo. It's a lot of ups and downs. A lot of cheers. Sometimes some frowns. Yeah, but we just saying right now, it's about to be a good time. Let me spit my jokes out. Got 5 minutes. Let me read my mind to the crowd. They swaying, laughing, enjoying my material. I'm just slaying. Yeah, I just want to keep on. This feeling is so amazing. And I'm just trying to rock and hold on to it for so long. Let's change it up now. Some of the downs is when you fall, when you don't got no jokes to go on. Yeah, yeah, everything's not working. What do? You just stand there, keep fighting. But it's kind of hurting. But you got to stay positive. If you got some good friends, they got you on a shot. You smoking some weed, and we right back at it this weekend. Yeah, now it's gonna be a showcase. You get to show the world what you hold. Full of, man, I'm saying, yeah. Just trying to have a good time. This time you feeling a little different now. Now you gonna really speak your mind. cause you're super high, wrote down your jokes. Oh man, I don't know, I kinda like this song, but that's my little freestyle. It was just like a little bit about like comedy. You just gotta keep going, like no matter what. Quit being afraid.
You can like, let go. The petulance, the king, the muse is the Buddha.
Man, please
say la pause, meditate on that.
Ooh. Let go and believe in yourself, man. Never give up. We all we got. Let's go. If you need help, call on Why So Funny. We there. Call on us. We got you.
You're a good kid. Quit turning away from that.
Man, please.
It's all right to be a good kid.
Just let it go.
We're happy you're here.
Man, thank you for being here. Thank you. Thank you for listening. We ain't never really said that. Thank you for listening, man. Thank you for the support.
Hit us up on Twitter. Please tell your friends. Tell people to listen to this shit. I know it's weird. I know you guys smoke a grip of weed. I listened to some of my old episodes, and I was like, for a stranger to hear this, you'd just be like, this dude's fucking nuts. And maybe I am. Maybe I'm crazy. No, man. But enjoy it. Get something out of it.
Enlightened. That's all we are. Man, we're talking about shit. People are paying attention, man. We appreciate the love, man. KB, what up?
Shout out to KB, Why So Funny.
Man, Squad Cab Podcast, what up, Wes?
Eskimo Bros, Joe DeGan.
Yeah, JD, Corey,
what up, man?
Courtney, we see you, man. Congratulations. You're doing great, girl. Keep this shit up.
Go check out the Eskimo Brothers Squad Cast Podcast. It's on iTunes.
Bianca Tiana, Daddy Love You, girl.
Yeah. It's like the best song for final shout out.
I know.
Everything's beautiful. Yeah. I love all of you.
This is enlightenment. Let's go.
I got free hugs. Everybody come out to base camp.
LA, man. Let's just have some fun.
It's comedy. Let's just have some fun.
And we're about to make it. You just don't understand where the next one's up.
Hey.
Like the light.
Not everybody talks this greasy.
Right. I don't give a fuck.
Quit following these old people.
Yeah, please, man. We the new class, man. We don't give a fuck. Like, we really don't give a fuck, and we're staying on.
Old ideas always compete with new ideas, and new ideas always gonna win.
Right. You already know.
We negate the necessity for their existence.
Come on. And
say la.
And just be okay with it. Sometimes you're gonna be the teacher or the student. Right now, you're about to be the student. Let us teach you, okay?
We here now. Yeah. Oh, we here now.
We are the adults, man. We got this.
Shout out to Shiraz Law. That's my homie. I love Shiraz.
What up?
Brugger. Race Wars. Deuces.
Peace.